From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Hawk. The Eastern Seaboard is bracing for a powerful snowstorm that could bring amounts measured in feet, not inches. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio isn't sugarcoating it.
Snowiest we have ever seen, February 2006, 26.9 inches in one storm, literally could even surpass that.
Forecasters predict 2 to 3 feet of snow for a 250-mile stretch of the Northeast, including the New York and Boston areas. Philadelphia could get 14 to 18 inches. Airlines are preparing to shut down operations along the East Coast as the snowstorm approaches. The flight tracking site FlightAware says around 1,200 flights scheduled for Monday are expected to be canceled. The U.S. Embassy in Beirut has issued a security update, warning all U.S. citizens to avoid travel to Lebanon. Susanna George reports this comes amid growing concerns that a wave of violence could yet again be spilling over into Lebanon as tensions across the region rise.
The U.S. Embassy says new intelligence prompted the warning, specifically reports alleging that a number of suicide bomb attacks had been planned on high-profile targets in Lebanon, including a casino and a hotel. U.S. press attaché Geraldine Gossam.
Since this is something viewed as new in terms of the location of possible targets, it's something that we thought was really important for Americans here to be aware of.
Lebanon's experienced waves of violence, fueled in part by the Syrian civil war next door and rising tensions across the region. But so far, the country's managed to avoid slipping into a full-blown conflict of its own. For NPR News, I'm Susanna George in Beirut.
At the close of a special session on Ebola, the World Health Organization has adopted a resolution to enable it to respond quickly to global health emergencies. Lisa Schlein in Geneva reports the resolution, backed by the U.S. and South Africa, commits the WHO to sweeping reforms.
WHO is smarting under criticism that its sluggish response to the Ebola crisis in West Africa has caused the epidemic to spiral. WHO Director General Margaret Chan says all member states are calling for a global workforce that can respond rapidly to disease outbreaks.
They commit to, build up a contingency fund so that the Director General can draw on that fund at the early stage to mount a very rapid response.
Chan says this emergency fund should contain $100 million. She notes Britain already has pledged $10 million to the new fund. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
President Obama is ready to ask Congress to designate more than 12 million acres of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge as a wilderness area. The designation would seal the area off from oil exploration and give it the highest degree of federal protection available to public lands. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Genetically modified mosquitoes could be released in the Florida Keys if British researchers win approval to use the bugs against two tropical diseases. The Florida Keys Mosquito Control District is waiting to hear if the Food and Drug Administration will allow the experiment in Key West. The genetically modified mosquitoes are being tested because most approved insecticides are no longer effective. At the 21st Annual Screen Actors Guild Awards Sunday night, the show business satire Birdman won the top prize, Best Ensemble in a Motion Picture. Birdman edged out other nominees that included Boyhood, The Grand Budapest Hotel, The Imitation Game, and The Theory of Everything. Orange is the New Black, the Netflix prison series, was honored as Best Ensemble in a Comedy. Duke basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski now has 1,000 career victories. North Carolina Public Radio's Jeff Tiberi reports.
Coach K got win 1K Sunday afternoon against St. John's in New York City. Duke trailed by double digits in the second half before coming back to win.
Mike Krzyzewski has accomplished something that no other NCAA Division I coach ever has. He just capped off the 1,000th victory in an already monumental coaching career.
That's radio play-by-play man Bob Harris. Krzyzewski already had more wins than any coach in men's Division I history. He joins former Tennessee women's coach Pat Summitt in the 1,000-win club. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Tiberi.
Matt Ryan threw the winning score on a fourth down to give Team Irvin a 32-28 victory over Team Carter in the NFL's Pro Bowl on Sunday. Next Sunday, it's the Super Bowl. I'm Jim Hawk, NPR News in Washington.